Donald Trump has a big blue bus following the Ragbri riders at roadside stops, so at the end of the day's ride, a handful of volunteers stand near the bus and try to get people to accept Trump T-shirts, buttons, and, vital to most any bike rider, a bottle of cold water. One city the giveaway occurred was Storm Lake.
Free water. Who's thirsty? There you go. Courtesy of Mr. Trump.
Many people see the volunteers wearing Trump shirts and say, no thanks. But one Ragbri rider accepting the bottled water was a central Iowa resident who gave her name as Leanne. She says she likes Trump's candid conservative views.
I know he has a lot of things to say that are a little bit off the wall, you know, but he's bringing up issues that aren't brought up by the Republicans that aren't conservative.
Trump's critics say he's more than a bit off the wall, with his attacks on Latinos and GOP Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham, just to name a few targets. But Storm Lake resident and Trump water drinker Emil Lyko says Trump's criticism of undocumented Mexicans in the U.S. suits him just fine.
You know, I agree we used to live in Arizona. I think tightening up our borders is important. I think that we need to stand up and become, you know, you can't be a strong country by just saying, hey, you know what, everybody come in and do whatever you want.
Lyko says he does wish Trump would pause a little before answering questions. Trump's outspokenness has some Republicans wishing he'd drop out of the presidential race, fearing Trump can't win the nomination or will hurt the GOP with independents in next year's general election. A Des Moines resident who gave his name as Dale and says he's an independent is turned off by Trump.
He just seems to pull the trigger a little quick, I think. Doesn't seem to want to think things through and seems to have his foot in the wrong place a lot of times.
But if the billionaire businessman stays in, his brashness could make other GOP candidates look more appealing. Emil Lyko's wife, Karen Lyko, says she's considering Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
He seems honest. It's hard to tell these days. But, I mean, he seems honest and sincere about what he says, and we're just keeping our eyes on everybody right now.
The central Iowa resident, Leanne, says she's also watching Walker.
He's proven what he's been able to do in Wisconsin, and I feel that if he stays conservative, I think we'll be okay, and he might be the candidate, I don't know, but you have to just keep watching him weekly and make sure things, you know, his values stay the same.
The Walker campaign did not respond to our inquiry about Trump's bus and the giveaways to the bicycle riders. But when he was in Iowa last weekend, Governor Walker not only criticized Trump's comments about John McCain, but told reporters that he, Walker, has victories in government.
Well, I think the difference between him and anybody else is, again, there's winners and there's fighters. Some people who are good at fighting on things but have yet to win those big fights, at least when it comes to public policy.
That may win Walker voters in the long run. But for now, Donald Trump is getting attention one bottle at a time. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Storm Lake, Iowa.